I am Sue, a grateful member of Al-Anon, and I thank all of you for being here and all of you on Zoom. So I wanted to just kind of start at the beginning of my journey before Al-Anon. And I've been in Al-Anon almost 8 years. And when my son was 13 years old, and he is now 49, when he was 13, he started using drugs in middle school. And my husband was drinking a lot, but I didn't think it was, I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was, just was drinking, you know, and I didn't pay too much attention to it. So when my son was in middle school, he was getting in trouble. He started with marijuana and then graduated slowly to cocaine. I mean, he was really young, and we did everything. We went to two different counselors. We were at the school so many times, talking to the principal, what could we do? And we wore ourselves out. We were just so desperate. And this continued until he went into high school, and he didn't graduate from high school. And it was one of the darkest days in my life. Not the darkest day, but one of. Because all of our friends and our neighbors, their kids were graduating from high school, and he wasn't. And it was like we had black, it was like we had black shades all over the house. I mean, he was in bed with a cover over his head, and my husband and I were just, you know, it was just so sad. So, and then he didn't finish high school, so he went to a continuation school to get his high school degree, and he didn't finish there and came back to us. We actually had him, asked him to leave after high school because he didn't have a job, he wasn't going to school, and he was still using. So that dark day number two. And then we decided that we would do rehab for him. You know, that was suggested to us. This is all before Al-Anon. And so, you know, for sure, yes, we're going to do that. So we put him in a rehab, and a day and a half later, he left. A friend picked him up, and he left that one. Then he started living with different friends and sleeping wherever he could find a place. And I mean, he was just like 18 years old. And even though he wasn't living at home, it was still just a huge problem for us. So then he decided that he wanted to go into a rehab. So we paid for another rehab, and that didn't work. So after he came out of that, he actually stole some things and went to jail. And never in our wildest dreams do we ever think we'd be visiting our son in an orange jumpsuit. But that, you know, that just didn't keep us, you know, we were going to keep on doing what we could do. And so we, time passed, he got a job, and he was doing pretty well. And he bought a house. And of course, yes, we helped him buy that house. So he had a girlfriend, and that seemed to be working all right. And then he just went down, went down again, and she left him and took the dog. And it was just all so, so sad. And then I became the person that was helping him because the girlfriend left, and I was just beside myself. And a friend mentioned Al-Anon to me. And I just didn't want to go. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't know what it was. Then I thought, well, you know what? Well, maybe they'll tell me what to do. They'll tell me how I can fix this problem. So I went to my first Al-Anon meeting, first couple of meetings, and I just cried the entire time. And I stayed after talking to people, you know, waiting for someone to say, well, if you just do this. And what we did, you know what? I know you know that. You Al-Anon people know that never happened. So, so when I went to Al-Anon, I stayed for a while, and I found myself finding people that were just like me and people that really cared. You know, I couldn't tell my friends and my neighbors because their kids were all going off to college, and it was too hard. And some of my very, very best friends, and I have many, are my Al-Anon friends, for which I'm very grateful, and all of you know who you are. So one of the things that I discovered in Al-Anon was that I deserved happiness, because when I went into Al-Anon, I didn't care about myself. get my son fixed. He succeeds. It doesn't matter what happens to me. That's all I care about. So that was a really hard lesson for me. And it's been a hard lesson. I'm much better. Still struggle with it occasionally. So today, my son is living in a house that my sister, another enabler, is letting him live in. He doesn't work. He's going to be 50 years old. And I rarely ever see him. And when I do, it's really, really hard because he'll say, I have no friends. I have no job. I don't have anything. I don't have any friends. I have no one. No one talks to me. My brother and sister don't talk to me. So it's really difficult. And I've had to ask him to talk with me when he has something good to talk about. I wish I could have said that better, but it was the only thing that came out. So now, and I mean, I've seen him like in the last 3 years, maybe three times. So it's rare. And then my husband, his drinking became more and more and it did become a problem. And I was one of those people that checked off all the bottles. See, like, was he really an alcoholic? Was he really drinking? And I would check put the little line with the pencil on the bottle. And then the next night it was way down there. And I was like, So I worked on that. That was my new Al-Anon person. And I learned so many things about myself and so many ways I contributed to it. Because really, I just wanted to say, he's the bad guy. He's doing it. He's crabby. He's in a bad mood all the time. Sometimes he's not with it. I mean, he held a full-time job, supported us, but, you know, it just didn't seem like a life for me. And I didn't realize how much I was contributing to it. I can say a lot of it was my reactions. And, no, I just would say things to him like, no, that's not right. That's not right. No, I would, no. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I learned in Al-Anon, my big thing was I'd rather be happy than be right. So if that comes up now and he says something, I say, you know, you might be right. And in the back of my head, quietly, I say, or you could be wrong. But you know, that settles it. I know it sounds like a little thing. And if I tell other people that aren't in Al-Anon, they'd be like, oh, really? You go all those meetings and that's what you're coming up with? But I really learned a lot and we really... now we will be married in February, 54 years. And our relationship is very good. He's still drinking, but not as much. And our relationship is so much better. I'm still working my program. And so that's been very good. And another thing I wanted to talk about was my higher power. Before I came into Al-Anon, I have a very strong faith, and I had a very strong faith, and I always prayed. I prayed. I mean, I wore out the carpet praying for my son on my knees, but I always took it back. I never gave it, you know, let go and let God. I just prayed, and then I'd get up and I'd start worrying again, or I'd start thinking about what could I do, how could I fix this, how could I do that. And one of the gifts of Al-Anon for me is my higher power, and in such a different way. So my faith is one part of my life, and my spirituality is just grown in Al-Anon. I discovered it, and I just have a friend. I have a power greater than myself that I can go to and depend on, and that keeps me sane and it really enhances my life. So I'm really grateful about that. Another thing I just wanted to say was sponsorship. I've done sponsorship in Al-Anon. I've had a couple of sponsees, and I really like it. And one of the reasons I really like it is I always learn something from it. You know, my sponsees will say, thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Oh, I'm sorry I bothered you. No, I'm doing the steps over. I'm talking with you about that happened to me and what I did. And then it reminds me, and then I hear what they did and I'm like, wow, yeah, that's something I need to think about too. So sponsorship has been a wonderful thing for me, and it also has enhanced my program. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit about service. When I was in Al-Anon only 1 year, I took one huge service position. I was a co-coordinator, I think, of the day in Al-Anon, that big day out there we used to have with hundreds of people. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into. Fortunately, the lady that I was working with, she had a lot of Al-Anon background, and we did a lot. It was just an amazing, amazing thing, and I'll never forget it. I learned so much. I did so much. I was so proud of myself being in charge of all that. You know, I had the pencil in my ear, and getting to know new people, and the cleanup and the cooking and all of that was just, it just gave me such a sense of belonging and a sense of service. So from then on, I've always held a service position because I know how much it means to me. And I know our program really needs people to do service, but it's just something that I love doing, whether it be secretarying at a meeting, or right now I'm a GR for my meeting. And I just find so much, it just builds me up, makes me feel good, and I'm happy to be giving it. So I just wanted to share that with you, and also to say that the different Al-Anon meetings for me, going to different meetings are good. Our Wednesday morning meeting is a book study, and I like that because I get so much out of the reading and out of us sharing about what we read or was ever on our hearts. But most of all, and I said this at the beginning, and I'd like to say it again, that being with the Al-Anon people, men and women, has been the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And I love all my friends and all of you here today and all of you on Zoom. So thank you.